This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me on the line now is Katie Bosler. Katie has a very long history with KTOO and has been on the air in many different capacities over the years. Today, we are talking with her as a music DJ on KRNN. In non-pandemic times, Katie hosts two shows, Women's Prerogative and Stormy Weather. She has been creating some wonderful playlists, which we're going to talk about. Hello, Katie.
Hello, Cheryl. A very long time. Yes.
Yeah, a long time since we've had you live on the radio. It's wonderful to hear your voice. I was thinking back as I was getting ready to talk to you today about the longevity of your history with the station. I know that when I joined KTOO in 1996, you were here as the Morning Edition host. Did you move to Juneau for that job?
No, actually, it's my husband Carl's job with the Public Health Service, the Indian Health Service Nurse Practitioner with CERCH. He's Commissioned Corps. Yeah, and he just retired after, 30 years with the Public Health Service. So that's why we moved here. But, when you moved back to Juneau, we had been here about 3.5 years.
Okay, so you're a Morning Edition host, and then after that, you moved on to some other things, but you still contributed doing stories for statewide broadcast. And then, of course, you hosted this program, and then you have been a volunteer music host for how long now, do you think, Katie?
Well, you know, I discovered the joys of being a volunteer music host, between 10 and 15 years ago. It might have been. Anyway, I just thought I'd died and gone to heaven. It was just so much fun. The first show, I was just like, what a revelation. This is just a blast.
Now, do you guys
volunteer? Yes, it's the best volunteer service job in Juneau, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and so great for all of us who get to listen to the music you put together. Do you do a lot of music in your home? Is that where this started?
You know, I think I've just sort of been drawn to music. I mean, my first feature radio piece I did in college when I was a broadcast journalism major at San Francisco State was about a band called the Tasmanian Devils in Marin County, California. So I've always been really fascinated by musicians and music, and music really moves me.
What sort of things do you think about when you're putting your shows together, Women's Prerogative and Stormy Weather?
Well, my rule of thumb is if it moves me, I hope it moves you. So, when you hear people who, I guess, music producers, right? They say if it doesn't grab me in the first few seconds, it's not going to work for me, and that's. I don't know what it is about that, but it's also an individual thing, right? So some things that might move you by the same token, right? So I think that people who are drawn to my show, I guess we're drawn to the same kind of music. And there's all kinds, of course, genres and different kinds of music, which is what the beautiful thing about music right now, especially with the online world, what people can create in their own basements or bedrooms. It's just amazing. And so there's plenty to go around, and that's what I think the wonderful thing about KRNN is it has a home for all kinds of music, and people hopefully there's shows that can be something for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe your musical sensibilities? What do you gravitate towards?
Well, I gravitate towards, I guess you'd say, singer-songwriter and lyrics. I'm a writer and poetry, so I'm drawn to lyrics that I can understand, and no matter what the beat is, as it were.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the first artists that you have on your latest playlist is Michael Franti. I was thinking maybe we could play a little bit of that. And he's someone who kind of fits both categories. He is a poet himself, and his songs always are about something. You know, whether it's like a very kind of uplifting thing or he's making a political statement. How about we play a little bit of Michael Franti, and then we'll come back and talk.
Okay, sounds good.
I got a feeling deep within my soul, and right now I really need to let you know.
that each time I've fallen down inside that hole, you came and showed me there's a way to go. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like nobody's watching, live life like we never did before.
All right, that's Michael Frantz's I Got You. Katie, tell us why you picked that song for the playlist, this latest playlist.
Well, I think it's a great beat, right? So it's catchy, but you also understand what he's saying. And also, I think Michael Franti, his moniker is positive, uplifting music, no matter what is happening in the world. And I think we need artists like Michael Franti more than ever right now. People who say it's okay, we're in this together, and we'll be all right.
Yes, absolutely. We listen to a lot of Franti in our house, and that's exactly why he's kind of my go-to happy, it's going to be okay. What else have you included on the latest playlist? What are you excited about?
Well, I think, what's the title of that playlist? I took it from, I think, one of his songs, actually.
How Are We Living?
How Are We Living, exactly. That's another Michael Franti song. So he has an EP out, a brand new one with about 5 songs, including that one and one called How We Live In. There's a balance in this playlist. It's a Spotify playlist I put together of both kind of more contemplative stuff, but also upbeat and also a little bit of escapism as well. I think we need some of that right now. And I think that's what we try to do as DJs is put together a playlist that's balanced. It has a little bit of everything. You don't want to be, dancing up a storm for 2 hours, but you don't want to be contemplating for 2 hours either. Though I will admit sometimes I get a little bit contemplative and I have to snap myself out of it.
Yeah, SNO, sometimes there's kind of a trick when you're putting your playlist together to give people enough of the familiar so they can connect with the newer music.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing too. Exactly. I think that World Cafe is a great example. It's my tagline is new music with room for your old favorites. Mm. So you'll see on that playlist, there's actually a Molly Tuttle cover of a Neil Young tune. Molly Tuttle is a really talented new Americana artist. She's just incredible, Milfi instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, and she does a great cover of Helpless, I think, by Neil Young. That's in there.
Here, should we give a little bit of a listen to that?
Sure, why not? Let's play some of that.
That's just beautiful. So that's Helpless, a cover of Helpless by Molly Tuttle. Where did you find this one?
Well, what's really cool about Spotify is they kind of turn you on to stuff that they know that might be in your wheelhouse. And Molly Tuttle, Carl and I got introduced to her when we went to Americana Fest last September in Nashville and saw her play live.
How was that show?
We were so impressed. How did it go?
How was that show? How was she live?
It was fantastic. Yeah, we saw it at a place called the Winery, and she was in a really colorful jumpsuit, and she had a great band. And it's always fun to be introduced to a new artist and be blown away by them, and then be able to bring their music back to Juno and on the radio show.
Yeah. So tell me about the song "Milkshake," a remix that's on your playlist.
Well, that is actually Portugal the Man from Wasilla. and they have joined the other artist on there. I don't have it in front of me. But that's an escapism song, I'd say. Just kind of a fun, catchy milkshake, you know, and it's actually a really fun sunny day song.
Great. Well, here, I will play a little snippet of that, and then I want to just talk to you a little bit more about kind of your philosophy when you're doing this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that is super fun. Again, that's Milkshake by, it looks like it's St. Francis Hotel and Portugal the Man.
Yeah, and yeah, talk about a band from Alaska that's made it big. They have just some fantastic music out there. I'd love to see them live someday.
Yeah.
Portugal the Man.
Yeah, I think they do tour, and I think they do make it to Alaska periodically, though not all that often.
Yeah, we got to get them to Juneau.
I know, working on it.
When we can all get together again, there's your next show.
Yeah, Portugal the Man. Right. And as I had shared with you, Katie, I've been trying for the last couple of years to get Michael Franti here, and I came very close 2 times, and I'm not giving up yet. We're going to make it happen.
Oh, yes.
We're going to make it happen.
Definitely.
Yeah. So
that'd be a good all-ages show with your kids dancing around.
Yes,
right?
That was the idea. We've got the Franti Fest. We've got the whole thing mapped out. Yeah, everybody put the good juju vibes out there. Get that good energy going to help us pull that one off. So you made this playlist a couple weeks ago. What inspires you to like, okay, now's the time I'm going to sit down and do this?
You know what? Because it's just a fun thing and a volunteer thing, I don't take it too seriously. So it's really kind of what comes across my attention, whether through National Public Radio's NPR music, which is an amazing resource, or listening to other shows. Oh, my gosh, listening to other DJs on KRNN gets so many ideas. And go, wow, you know, so-and-so is having a great show today. I love this show. Or I'll call them up and tell them and write down what I've heard. And then also, you know, there's online services like Spotify, of course. But also, you know, there's, as far as method, some DJs, they'll make a playlist in advance and come into the studio station and play that playlist. That's it. And I just can't do that. I mean, I might put together 20 songs that have caught my ear in the last couple weeks. But once I get there, it could be like, well, I know there's a great CD in the CD library, and I'm going to play a little bit of Joni Mitchell, for example, that comes right after, that goes great with this great new song you just heard. So that's what I just kind of love about the studio, and that's why it's so sad we can't be there.
It's
therapeutic, you know.
Yeah, and I actually.
The thing is, yeah.
I was going to say, I didn't realize that that's how you do your shows, that you do them on the kind of on the fly. You've got an idea, but it really is this very creative kind of art form for you. You're creating as you go. I love that. I do want to share, because I know we've been getting a lot of feedback. Our audience is missing the live DJs on KRNN and KXLL, and so are we. The few times that's, you know, us as staff that we come in here, it is just so quiet, and we miss all of you so much. We are looking towards slowly bringing some volunteers back in this summer. As the community is aware, we had a big Better Sound campaign to improve the acoustics in all the studios. We're nearing the completion of that project, and the KRNN DJ studio, that's been the last one that we're finalizing. And when that is ready to go, we can start to look at what it would be like to bring some of the DJs back in. In the meantime, Katie, you are creating some great playlists. People can find them on Spotify at KDB Radio. Is that right?
KDB Radio. There's also a KDB Radio Facebook page, which is separate from my Katie Bosler page, but I use both pages. And also, I'll be putting this playlist up on both of those pages today because it's Wednesday. And also just a reminder that, you know, I share stormy weather with Carolyn Miner every other Wednesday when we're in the before times and hopefully the after times. And then also Women's Prerogative is the first Thursday of every month when we're back in the studio.
All right. Terrific. Anything else you'd like to share today, Katie?
Well, I just want to thank you, Cheryl, for all your years of dedication to public radio and the capital city, and for continuing this tradition that started, how long has K2 been around and had volunteer DJs? 45 years, something like that?
Yeah, 1973, I think, was the sign-on.
Yeah,
right. That's pretty amazing.
There is just nothing, there's nothing like it anywhere, and we feel... Again, you know, one of the reasons we feel so fortunate to be part of this community, and radio is a key part of it, and wonderful to be a part of it.
Well, we so value you, Katie, and all that you do. We're going to close out our conversation by playing the song Quarantined that you also have on the playlist at by Old Crow Medicine Show. This was very funny.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard it yet until you shared your playlist with me.
Perfect.
All right, Katie, you have a wonderful sunny afternoon.
You too, Cheryl. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'd like to kiss you, but I'm quarantined. I got to keep my lips off the scene. Cause there ain't no cure for me. I probably ought to lay down and die. I long to hug you and to hold you tight. But I gotta wait 14 nights. Influenza's got a hold of me. I'd like to kiss you, but I'm quarantined. Doctor told me this morning, go on and seal yourself away. The little gal you've been loving, that's the orders of the day. I'd like to kiss you, but I'm quarantined. I got to keep my lips off the scene. Cause there ain't no cure for me. I probably ought to lay down and die. I long to hug you and to hold you tight. But I gotta wait 14 nights. Influenza's got a hold of me. I like to kiss you, but I'm quarantined. I'd love to take you out dancing where all the rowdy people go. But I can't take my chances. One little cough could kill us all. I'd like to hug you. I'd like to kiss you, but I'm quarantined. I got to keep my lips off the scene. There ain't no cure for me. I probably ought to lay down and die. I long to hug you and to hold you tight. But I gotta wait 14 nights. Influenza got a hold of me. I love to kiss you, but I'm quarantined. Shaman ever don't make me no difference. What's the disease? Cause if I can't find me no loving, let me fall on my knees and forego all decrees from the CDC. I like to kiss you, but I'm quarantined. I got to keep these lips off the scene. Cause there ain't no cure for me. I probably ought to lay down and die. I long to hug you and to hold you tight. But I gotta wait 14 nights. Influenza's got a hold of me. I like to kiss you, but I'm quarantined. I'd like to love you, but I'm quarantined. I'd like to hug you, but I'm quarantined. I'd like to friend you, but I'm quarantined.
All right, that was Old Crow Medicine Show, Quarantined, off of Katie Bosler's latest playlist. You can find it at KDB Radio on Spotify, and we'll post it on our Facebook page later. Coming up...